With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. E-Tank it out of, let's hit Yamada Denki, big smile, I feel again.
Yo, 皆さん、マングスティポッドキャストへようこそ。Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Mangus Today podcast. Now, you may notice I still sound the same. I'm waiting for my new microphones to come in, so I'm not as pretty sounding as I could be. But don't worry, I will soon be even better sounding than I already am. So today I want to talk a little bit about Japanese verb conjugation. As I've been helping with Discover Nihongo get ready to launch their Kickstarter here, and they get things like that. You actually can catch me. I'm on a video in there where I am Kyle, the unknowing fool of Japanese, but I think everyone's really been in that place, so it's not that big of a deal. But today I want to talk a little bit about Japanese verb conjugation. That's what I'm really going to talk about this week. Particularly today I'm going to talk about what's called the mizenke. The mizenke, and this week's really big theme, I guess for 1 week, we're going to talk about what are the different bases and how Japanese conjugation has been viewed and how it's done. So the mizenke, back in the day, was used to, it was really used to say an expectation or something that was incomplete. And you would put things on the mizenke back in the time of Bungo or the old Japanese before the Edo period, where you see in like poems and haiku and tanka and things like that, they used this mizenke to fulfill expectations. And you'd connect to the end of the mizenke these different parts of Japanese, usually like a mu or a n or a different sounds that would give different individualized meanings. However, the mizenke would almost always end in, if it was a godan verb, that means if it ends in any sound that's not ido eru, that's an ichidan verb. There's a couple of different kinds, shimo ichidan, kami ichidan, which we'll talk about a different day. But the mizenke would usually use to mean an expectation, something that was incompleted. And so it was often used for conjecture and things like that. But over time, you're sticking with the ah sound at the end. So for example, if I put in the mizenke of a verb, it would go like nomu become noma. And taberu, which is an eru verb, which we'll talk about tomorrow, it became tabe. However, nowadays, it's actually used quite differently. Aside from conjugating basic some things like passive and causatives, which it really does connect with, it also is usually used as an exclamative. What do I mean by an exclamative? Because I don't want this podcast to be so much focused on the linguistics for like high level, but more also for anyone of any level. So exclamative, but you'll hear people throw it onto an adjective. Or when they're surprised, they'll put it on there. So it would be like, for example, if I said, ah, that's cute, kawaii, if I put that in kawaii, it's not technically correct Japanese, but you can almost use it as slang. When you're trying, you'll hear people say, ah, yaba, or yabe. That yabe is actually base for the meireke or the izenke, but the mizenke is used as well in modern Japanese, particularly when you're talking about an adjective. This week we're really going to talk a lot about the different types of conjugations, how conjugation works, and how to actually simplify it so you can cheat yourself into being better at Japanese. Also, if you'd like to check out our Kickstarter that I work with Discover Nihongo, I'll put that below in the show notes in case you'd like to check it out, and you can watch me barf into a toilet as I screw up my Japanese diet. With that, I'll catch you later, and remember to make some mistakes. Until then, Jamie.
Gotta punch in, get to work, sumimasen. Chotto mate, kudasai, nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii.
Honto ni,
I stay facts.
Uchi ni,
I like that.
You and me,
onesan, yokatara.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.